The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Good news about shrooms, guys. Josh Rader. Josh Rader, the actor from How You Met Your Mother, met his wife on shrooms.
Oh.
Apparently, he was at a retreat where they were all doing shrooms. Apparently, they go, it was some sort of meditation retreat, and they all lay on the floor.
Oh, I thought he just ate mushrooms and she magically appeared.
That's what I thought, too, yeah. No, he's laying on the floor of a retreat somewhere, you know, and they're all shrooming.
So they take you on the guided mushroom tours?
Somewhere, and he's got, they have headphones on, and they got, and blindfolds listening to wind chimes, which I know that probably sounds good for if you're on shrooms, I guess, but that would drive me crazy just hearing wind chimes.
I see a couple of smiles cracking on faces right now.
But then apparently, I don't know, his wife must have been there too, he said, and then something told me this is going to be my wife. But their first conversation, they were on shrooms, apparently.
Both of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she was there to guide them. I read the headline. I saw it right before it went live this morning, so I had a good chance to read the whole article. But it just said, you know, he was on shrooms.
There must have been something there, because I bet a lot of people think they've met their potential spouse. Or they're tripping.
You do when you're drunk half the time.
Then you wake up and you're like, oh, no.
You do when you're drunk half the time, let alone shrooming. Man, she was cool.
Oh, everything's an epiphany when you're shrooming.
Yeah. Right.
Even when you're stoned, people put a little too
much. They recently
got
married, I guess, but this is like 2015, they met shrooming or something like that. Is that right, Puss?
Yeah, I'm looking into the article here. Yeah, they just got married. It was apparently a last-minute thing, but yeah.
That's how that show should end.
What's his name?
I Met Your Mother.
Josh Radner?
She's been doing shrooms. That's How I Met Your Mother.
Right? R-A-D-N-O-R. He played Ted. He was Ted in How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
Tripping on psychedelic mushrooms in, this was just in February of 2022 they met. So just
less than a couple of years.
Attended a three-day sound meditation retreat in upstate New York where he and other attendees ingested a mixture of psychedelic mushrooms before meditation session. Then they laid on the floor wearing eye masks, listening to singing bowls and chimes.
What's singing bowls?
Is it like those bowls that they're metal bowls. It's
Put on some music or something, man. Speaking of animals, surprise. Bigfoot sightings are pretty much right around where there's big bears all the time.
Big bear.
So maybe that's what they're seeing.
Big bear chase me.
Now, where does Bigfoot normally get spotted? I know he is seen frequently in the Pacific Northwest, but
that was the original place. And then there was
Colorado was where that
Colorado
last one was.
Doesn't he
and
appear?
There's a bunch of stuff they say in Eastern Ohio too. For some reason.
I thought Pennsylvania, had its fair
Eastern Ohio, Western PA, whatever.
Yeah, the Appalachian Mountains. But you're right. Now that I think about it, that's kind of the same range as the. It's black bears, right?
Right, black bears. Yeah.
Why has it got to be a black bear?
It's say for every 1,000 bears, the frequency of a Bigfoot sighting goes up about 4%.
Now, people are going to say, well, that's because they eat the bears. No, that's because they are the bears. Believe me, I want Bigfoot to be real. Just be great, you know?
It would be.
It'd be happy news, man, happy news. But I'm guessing this is a little, maybe people are seeing huge bears walk.
It'd be cool to see Bigfoot ride the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, because, occasionally bears get up on two legs.
Right.
They can stand on the two legs.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen them do that at the zoo when they're waving for chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Were you the one eating the chicken nuggets in front of the bears?
You allowed to throw chicken nuggets to the bear? I don't think you can.
No, you're not. But
well, it's not cool.
I think the bears have had some chicken nuggets.
It's not cool to eat them in front of the bears. Like, if you're not going to share,
No.
Eat those out in the go to the aviary.
Yeah.
Just got a bowl of chicken nuggets walking through the zoo.
Everybody wants the snack.
You also got to take the human population into account. As you mentioned, one Bigfoot sighting for every 5,000 black bears. Each additional 1,000 bears raises the probability of a sighting by about 4%.
Yeah,
so if you see Bigfoot, you might have seen a bear.
Right.
Yeah. Either way, probably but we have a Bigfoot, go the other way.
Who's our buddy that emails us every day, pretty much? But he's a Bigfoot aficionado. He gets mad at us. But I want Bigfoot to be real, but, you know, it's probably not.
It's probably disappointing.
I know Bobcat wants to believe. I think he does believe.
He's an atheist that believes in Bigfoot.
Right.
And I love that was his line.
It's an exclusive club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Bigfoot to exist, too.
But when I saw the story that the sightings are around black bears, okay. That kind of
As long as
sense.
It's Harry and the Hendersons. If Bigfoot's out there and he's pissed off, I don't want to be anywhere near him.
He's just hanging out.
The obvious argument is, we haven't found a cocaine Bigfoot. We haven't found any dead Bigfoot.
Right.
And I would assume they occasionally find a dead bear in the wilderness.
I still haven't seen cocaine bear.
You'd think there'd be some
on?
Bones somewhere, unless it's just one Bigfoot that lives forever.
No, they say they take them and bury them. That's the Bigfoot heads.
Yeah, they've got an explanation.
They have an answer for everything.
Yeah.
Right? They have an answer
for everything. Oh, there is that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The other Bigfoots bury.
They hide them.
Okay.
Yeah, they collect the remains of the fallen and take them to the sacred burial grounds that we can't ever find.
I like the Bigfoot people, though, because at least if they're into that, they're not like, it's also Bigfoot says you can't be gay.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like none of that. They're not telling anybody else how to live. They're just like, it's out there somewhere.
I'm with you, Nick. That's why I like about them, too. They're not culture warriors.
Coinciding philosophies.
No, it's just that we'll find him.
Yeah, Bigfoot says man on man is wrong.
There are people who believe in Bigfoot from all walks of life, all different perspectives.
And you're right.
And cocaine bears on Prime, Tyler.
Prime.
Yeah.
Is it worth a look?
Yes, it's a 90-minute movie, and it's
they're good, man. It's so damn
funny
long.
And right. stupid and gory as you expect it to be.
You still got to pay for it?
No, it's on Prime.
Okay.
Prime Video. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay $2.99.
Oh, nope.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Friday already. All right. Todd's birthday. We're celebrating Todd's birthday.
Are you all planning your national park trips this summer? Because I have a list of 8 national parks that will require, because national parks are now more popular than ever.
Just because it's your birthday, don't you get to do these kind of stories?
Parks will require.
And more popular than ever, that's got to be a low bar.
It is a low bar.
Reservations.
And Todd hates them because other people like to go there. Yeah. You know?
Well, no, I love them. I think they're a great concept. Some of them are a little too crowded for my taste. So I will go to the less crowded.
How about Pierce Brosnan getting busted over the holidays? Did you hear that story?
Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah. He walked back into that hot springs area. I don't know. You know that.
Oh, in Yellowstone. Yeah, he went into a restricted area in Yellowstone. And you don't do that.
Well, not even James Bond.
Come on, James Bond.
No.
Thank you.
No exceptions. You don't damage the environment.
He was charged by U.S. National Park Service rangers with trespassing in Yellowstone National Park. He was in the area shooting a movie or something. Something with Samuel L. Jackson. Caught off the trail near Mammoth Hot Springs.
Yep.
On November 1st.
You got to stay on the boardwalk there. First of all, it's for your safety. And second of all,
he's James Bond, man. He's safe. Right.
You don't damage the environment.
But yeah, it does say here the park website notes that the ground near the hot springs is unstable and can easily give way to the boiling hot acid pools beneath.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think you want any part of that.
We've lost a few guys to the boiling hot acid pool. Remember the guy with they found a shoe?
Right.
Oh, in 2016, a 23-year-old man died in the lower geyser basin after leaving the boardwalk. Authorities deemed it too unsafe to recover his body, which dissolved almost completely by the next day.
Nasty, yeah. Nasty stuff.
Whoa, that's a terrible way to go.
How quick do you die?
Probably pretty quickly from
I read a story yesterday where there was a woman. This is in Russia and it happened when there was a Morbid Knowledge Twitter
just from
feed.
The hypothermia, you'd probably burn up
pretty
quickly. Yeah,
the heat would kill you real quick.
There was a woman cleaning out a caramel tank.
Oh no!
In Russia at this candy factory, and all of a sudden, boiling caramel. I usually say the word caramel.
Oh, this is straight out of Wonka.
Yeah, it actually just fell on top of her, and all they saw was her legs sticking up. Apparently, it boils you instantly.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking. I found the story. 2017. Yeah. 2017. A Russian woman died after molten caramel filled a huge tank she had been cleaning in a tragic freak
accident.
Caramel's
so good, too, Nick. Think about that. It's in your mouth for a second.
It was boiling?
She was boiling alive.
She was cleaning it. It might have been empty. Yeah,
it's probably you feel the pain.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the tank was...
But you couldn't even, like, eat any of it.
But you would smell it.
If it's going to take you, you could eat some.
It'd be the sweet smell of caramel death.
Yeah. It's like a Willy Wonka death.
It is. Total Wonka death.
Yeah.
It's better than being boiled in crap. You know, it might as well be something sweet.
Yeah.
The mother of one instantly submerged when the hot caramel started gushing into the mixer with only her legs sticking out.
Yeah.
One onlooker said she did not cry. No other noise was heard. She was cleaning the mixer with the caramel. Suddenly began to flow into the bowl. Boom.
I'm guessing once that boiling stuff hits you, you're probably in shock immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, think about what happens if you just, like, burn your finger.
That's written down.
That's like immediate pain. It's like your complete focus. You're just like,
That was in the big book, by the way. That's how she was supposed to die.
It's part of the plan.
Yeah, part of the plan. That's part of God's plan.
Well, I think it's sadder that she only has one kid because that kid doesn't even have a sibling. They can be like, wasn't that weird what happened to mom?
I know. Yeah.
Acadia National Park will require reservations for Cadillac Summit Road. That's your more popular road that goes to the top of Acadia National Park.
I knew that.
Arches National Park, the entire park, that's getting super busy.
Yeah, because other people want to see it, Todd.
Right.
It's not your park.
Haleakala in Maui for the sunrise viewing at the summit. Yeah. I would like to do that. I would go to that busy park because
You were there, right?
Well, not on Maui. I've never been to Maui, but they take a bus up to the top really early in the morning. And what a lot of people forget is when you go up to 10,000 feet, it gets cold. They think they're in Hawaii and they don't bring any warm. Right. And then they give you a bicycle and you just coast down the mountain after you look at the sunset.
Yeah.
Glacier National Park will require reservations for going to the Sun Road, which is basically the only road that goes through the park.
A comedian told us that story. And the guy used to hung out with the guy that passed away hung out with the Kinnison.
Oh, Carl LeBeau.
Yeah, LeBeau did that.
No, Carl's still.
Yeah. No, LeBeau's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he pass?
Yeah, he did.
Carl told us a story. He did that, Todd, drifting down that on a bike.
Took the bike ride down.
I remember him telling us that story. That did seem pretty cool. That'd be something I would do. Better than walking around saying, oh, how great there's a tree.
That day that I drove to the top of Pike's Peak, there was some sort of bicycle thing going on with a bunch of professional bicycle riders.
Better be professional.
Riding down Pike's Peak.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and those guys were coming the other way just flying.
I'm not flying on that.
They had to have been doing 30, 40 miles an hour on bicycles.
Did they have to go up?
I don't know. I don't know why, but they were coming down as we were going up, and those dudes were flying.
Man.
That had to have been scary as hell.
Right off the cliff, man.
They're used to it. They're totally in control.
Man, I was scared driving a vehicle.
Come on. The Tour de France guys are totally in control, too.
Oh, yeah.
And one guy goes down, everybody's going off the cliff.
Oh, yeah. Were they running in packs all a Tour de France? Where if one guy went down, he would take out
eight or ten more? A bit more spaced out.
But even then,
but still,
it doesn't take long to catch up the next guy. You know?
Well, I mean, like I say, your brakes go out once, and then boom, you're just off the edge of Pike's Peak.
Right.
Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. The entire park requires reservations. Shenandoah, I haven't been to that one. Maybe Tyler and I could meet in Washington, D.C. some year. Yeah. Run over to Shenandoah National Park in Virginia.
That's just not the fighter together, by the way, while we meet there.
Old Rag Mountain. Well, we could go out there, you know, while you're seeing the family in Pennsylvania.
I got it.
Yosemite. Yeah, you need reservations there, entire park, and Zion National Park for the Angel's Landing Trail. So make your seriously, if you're going to a national park, make those reservations now, even for the summer.
Or do something fun.
Or cool, right. Todd, somebody loved the Best Of because they said you nailed Yosemite Sam doing the Best Of. Do another Yosemite for us on your birthday.
See, I don't like doing those on demand.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they got to come.
The spirit's
I don't think
moving.
You ever do Yosemite Sam just out of the blue. It's usually on demand, you know?
Can you fish?
And somebody wants to bring Brad the insult mug should come back too. By the way,
I don't think so.
Todd's not on demand on his birthday.
I'm just trying to figure out of all the things you've done here, why is Brad the insult mug the thing that you just I'm not doing that anymore. That's just not even.
That's not even worth pursuing. Yeah.
But you almost seem like ashamed of Brad.
Well, it started out to be, it wasn't even an insult, it was coffee cup guy. And then it turned into Brad the insult mug. Two different guys, obviously, you know.
Like Brad the insult mug's like a reluctant hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the hero we want, but the hero we need.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.